Hi, I'm Bill Corcoran Jr., and I'm your host for the On the Stacks podcast. Today, we're chatting with Haley Bianco, host of PA Live on WBRE. What's up, podcast? Episode 5. We're here with Haley Bianco, host of PA Live on WBRE. Welcome to the On the Stacks podcast, Haley. How are you?
I am so excited to be here. I've been seeing these stacks all over social media for, I think, a couple years now.
It's been a while.
So it's exciting to be in here. I mean, I just came in for business cards, and then you just looped me into this. So
yeah, now I'm stuck here. You're stuck. You're not allowed to leave. So, you know, it's funny because normally, you know, the role is reversed.
Oh, yeah.
Normally, I'm on your show.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like opposite.
And now I have to answer questions. So I don't know. Now it's like,
how does that feel?
I get to feel the pain of all my guests on the show.
I know.
Like
role
sometimes
reversal.
I see their blank stares and I try to save them on TV. So if that happens, you better jump in, Bill.
All right, I'll try and save you. You might have to save me though. I don't know. You know, I'm not the pro here.
Well, I can do that.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're not from NEPA. I know you're from Allentown. Give me your story.
Okay, so my family's from Jersey originally, but we moved to Allentown when I was in third grade, so I consider Allentown my hometown. My grandparents still live in Jersey, though, so like we do go back there every now and then, but I really can't remember it that much, you know, I remember certain things. But Allentown's where I went third grade till I graduated high school, and then I went to Kutztown. And even though it's not NEPA, being here and living here does feel like home. So I do consider NEPA my home now. I've lived in Kingston for almost 2 years. And before that, I worked in Pottsville for almost 3 years. So it's been a while I've been here. And growing up in Allentown, you know, just an hour down the turnpike, we went to Jim Thorpe a lot. We went to Mock Chunk Lake. We went to Beltsville in Lehighton. We went to Seven Tubs up here. So I did get to play around up here a lot. So there's a lot to see here, and I love it. And it's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really is.
For sure. So, you know, prior to PA Live on WBRE, you know, where were you? What did you do? Give me a little background. I know you interned for E! News out in LA, maybe doing some red carpet stuff. Like, what was that all about?
Well, that was my dream. Growing up, I could not wait to get out of Pennsylvania. I absolutely hated living here. I wanted to live in California, where the palm trees were, where the celebrities were. I wanted to become a celebrity. And I moved out there my senior year of college, and I did the rest of my school there for senior year. I worked at E! News. I also worked in Palm Springs for NBC News out there. So I went to the Grammys. I went to the Oscars. I went to movie premieres, did all the fancy stuff. It was cool, but, you know, my family was all here. My friends were all back on the East Coast. And the craziest thing that I did not expect to happen was when it snowed here and I was at the beach in January over in California, I was jealous. I missed having four seasons.
Yeah.
So now I totally appreciate it so much. And I like, there's no doubt in my mind this is where I'm supposed to be because I've tried out everything I, you know, thought I wanted to do. Celebrities are great and all, but when you can't live like the celebrities, it's tough. You know, you can't afford the things they can afford. And LA traffic is a real thing, and it's absolutely horrible. Like, people say, like, oh, it'll take you hours to get anywhere. No, like, literally. I lived 9 miles in a little tiny studio apartment. It was like you walk in. It was like my bed had a blow-up air mattress because I moved across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a blow-up air mattress, which was pretty comfy. I put one of those foam toppers on it. And so I lived on that for like a year. And then I had like a closet, no kitchen. I had like a mini fridge and like a bathroom.
So what did you do? Like eat out every day?
No, I mean, I had like a mini fridge. And I was like, when you live in LA.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You become obsessed with kale. So like... I didn't think it was going to happen, but like everything you eat has kale in it when you live in LA. Also, quinoa, which the first time I ordered, can I have the quinoa salad?
Of course. Yeah. Who doesn't call it that?
Their first time. So like I ate super healthy out there and like was super in shape and because everyone is, you know, so you fit in with the culture. But then I just, you know, I got really homesick and I realized celebrities, I didn't really care who was dating who. I didn't care, you know, who was making how many millions in this movie. I didn't want to interview them anymore.
You just weren't into it.
I wanted real people again. Your stories actually made a difference in people's lives. So I got back into news, which is what I had been into before I moved out to LA. I did internships actually for Blue Ridge Communications in Lehighton. I was there for 2 years during college. I would go like every summer, winter break. So I went back into news and I applied to 75 jobs. I got 5 offers out of that. So I took the one that's closest to home, which was 8 hours away in Bluefield, West Virginia. And it was the worst year of my life.
So that was your first job back on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not
yes.
good.
Painful.
Uh-oh.
So West Virginia is a gorgeous state. It's actually probably a little prettier than Pennsylvania in terms of mountains and scenery and water and everything. But if you've ever lived in a different state, you've lived in a different part of the country, people just think and act differently. And so I really just missed being able to relate to people naturally. Yeah. So like when I moved back here, I was like, oh my gosh, we think the same.
Talk the
you know,
same.
We know what yeah. the PSSAs are, you know, like just yeah. random things that you don't even think matter and then eventually matter. You know, we have the same restaurant chains around the state here. So I was really super lonely in West Virginia. And I mean, I learned a lot. It was a great experience, but I couldn't wait to leave. So I left my contract a year early. And what happened was I applied for an opening at WBRE. And within 24 hours, they hired me over the phone without ever meeting me. Now we do have like video reels and stuff. So they were able to see what my potential was, what I had covered and everything. So then I was like, okay, peace out, West Virginia. And I moved back home. And I've been here ever since. And that was in 2016. So I'm coming up on 4 years in May.
So prior to PA Live, I mean, that wasn't your initial role with WBRE. Right?
No, but listen to how perfect this is, though. So I did entertainment news.
Right.
I left it for more real news. And now I'm doing the mix of both of them. So it kind of all, the stars aligned. It all worked out the way it was supposed to be. I didn't even know when I took this job at WBRE. I didn't know there was a PA Live. I took it as a reporter. So I was a bureau chief in Schuylkill County. And I covered, you know, I covered Schuylkill and Carbon County and all the little boroughs there. And then when Brittany Sweeney got pregnant, I got to fill in for her when she was on maternity leave. And she was the former female host of PA Live with Dave Karchick. So she was out on maternity leave. I filled in. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I meant to do. It was so natural. And it was like literally so fun. Like on the days I filled in, I couldn't wait to go to work. And then I started to kind of not get excited for the days I had to report. And I was like, oh, I just want to go do PA Live.
Yeah.
So then she was leaving. She works at PBS now in Bethlehem. And she's doing a great job out there. She's actually on a billboard with her kids. So I'm so happy for her that, you know, she moved on and got another great job. But also great that I'm got her job. So
yeah.
I swooped in after she left. And that was back in 2018, because my 2-year anniversary is coming up in September with PA
Congrats.
Live. Thanks. It's gone by like really very quickly. But it's nice because like the same people come on the same time of year. So it's like, you know, I'm just getting so used to like, you know, these faces of people and these events and the community. And it's really nice to see them all over again.
For sure. So, you know, for those that are listening that may not know what PA Live is, could you go in depth a little bit? Like, what is PA Live and
yeah.
what is your role there? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so I have many titles. I go by host normally. I also produce the entire hour-long show every day.
That was one
from
of my
scratch.
That was one of my next questions.
Yeah, I know. I was looking ahead a little.
Yeah. No cheating.
So, I book the content for the show. I have a great assistant. Her name's Sarah, and she helps me tremendously.
Shout out to Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah. Thanks for your help. So me and her book the show, and then I produce the entire show. And producing basically means I put it in the rundown, put video, put pictures with it, put graphics with it, write the scripts for it. So that's why sometimes, like, if you're ever a guest on the show and I seem, like, flustered, if you told me 2 people are coming in and you bring in 10, then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to change the set. I have to get a different mic. Like, it's a little chaotic then.
And where's everyone going to go?
I'm the producer, so it's not like anyone else can, you know, make those changes.
So
I have to do it right then on the set.
So you're, like, legitimately running the show, like, literally taking control of everything.
Well, luckily, we do have great camera crew
uh-huh.
and production crew, director, audio, all of that. But we don't have a floor manager. So, you know, in between commercials, I have to be like, all right, next guest, this is it, who's in the rundown, come on over, we'll get you on the floor. So, like, you know, you really have to be like...
Improvise.
Yeah, definitely. And like most of it is not scripted. Like I put bullet points in for things I want to make sure we hit because sometimes, you know, guests will clam up, which, mm-hmm. you know, they're not used to be on TV every day. I mean, I still mess up sometimes and I'm on every single day for an hour. But yeah, so I produce the whole show. And I mean, that's very time consuming.
I bet.
That's like the most work.
So that's where you spend most of your time?
It kind of depends on the day. Okay. So like at some point I do have to produce like the whole show, which takes several hours, but I have to like fit it into my other things I'm doing. So in the morning I'm usually doing interviews for the show. So like if you watch the show, while we try to keep it mostly live, there are some pre-recorded pieces, especially right now that I'm solo hosting. Like I can't do everything during the show live. So we have some things that are taped to 10. Then we have some things taped to 3. We have some things taped on location. So then I'm like running around doing all that. And our area is so big. So sometimes I could be out at a shoot in Williamsport, an hour and a half there, an hour shoot, an hour and a half back.
Wow.
And then I have to rush and get everything together.
And make sure you're there for live TV.
Oh, yeah. Make sure my hair's brushed.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a misconception that people have.
Oh, yeah. What are some misconceptions of...
People always joke, like, oh, I'm waiting for hair and makeup to come, like my guests who come on. So, like, no, we're not the Today Show, unfortunately.
So you are the hair and makeup.
Yeah. So, like, we have a makeup room with nice mirrors, mm-hmm. but, like, we have to do it all. Oh, yeah. Well,
you do all right, I think.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your favorite part of the job? I think you may have already touched on this a little bit, but, you know,
I love it all. I mean, I literally love my job. Like, I'm at this point where I'm so excited to go to work, it doesn't feel like work, and that's just, like, the best thing. I mean, that's what everyone strives for, you know, like... I hated going to school for 8 hours a day. It would drag on forever. And now my 8 hours that I work, it's like the blink of an eye. It's so quick and you get so much accomplished and I truly love it. So picking a favorite part of it, I don't really know. Just being able to be so transparent with my viewers and have them accept me for who I am. So like who I am in real life is who I am on TV. Like I was open about my divorce when I was going through it on TV. I talk about my pets all the time. My family comes on the TV all the time. Like, my dad, he was in the kitchen most recently out of my family members. Oh, he stole the show. Everyone's messaging me, oh, your dad should be the new co-host.
That's what parents are for, right? They got to embarrass you.
I barely got a word in. Like, he was so amazing. He made stuffed artichokes ahead of the holidays, which is a great recipe. But I've really tried to connect with the viewers on a way so they realize, like, she's a real person, you know, she lives in our community, she loves it here, she grew up, you know, right around the corner. And I like to put my family on TV. My sister goes to Misericordia, so she comes on whenever she can. And my dogs come on whenever they can.
Yeah, your two dogs, Minnie and Mambo?
Yes!
Did I get that right?
I actually love just random people will come up to me, how's Minnie and Mambo?
That's
like
great.
People literally know who my dogs are, and that's just like the most proud moment for me.
Well, remember on Instagram, just like it was a week or so ago, I think you posted something and the dog like looked like it was freaking out or something. I don't know, it was very funny, but I messaged it. I was like, I hope she's okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, so I actually watch dogs. It's my side hustle. So this past weekend I had 5 dogs in my house.
Oh, wow.
I only watched small dogs. They're all little Yorkies. Mm-hmm. Or like I had a little toy poodle over the other day. They're so cute. And it's a really fun business, actually, as long as you like dogs.
Yeah, you got that.
But it's crazy. Like people are you have 5 dogs in your house? I'm like, yeah, but I'm making a lot of money.
So do you walk them? Like,
Oh, yeah. I have to do shifts when there's 5. Okay. I can't possibly do 5 at a time.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
They get all tangled up.
That's the worst part. All the leashes get so tangled up.
And you look like that person. You know?
Well, I am that person.
Oh, but yeah. Yes. But.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love my dogs. And I love bringing, you know, everything about my life onto the show and talking about it. I think that's what's great about PA Live opposed to the news. Because, you know, the news, you have to, you know, really focus on the stories you're telling. Whereas on PA Live, you get to be yourself, show your personality, and kind of involve yourself in those stories you're telling while different groups come on. And like, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you're a part of that.
Right.
I got to go to that great game night the other night.
Yeah, that was great.
So I actually get to go to a lot of these events that we're talking about on the show. And that just makes so much more fun, you know?
Because
then the next year when they come on, like clockwork,
yep.
I was there, so I was able to experience it and know what it's all about.
For sure. So, you know, you may have already touched on it a little bit, but, you know, what are some other things that the average viewer doesn't know about being the host of PA Live?
Yeah, people think that I come in and I just
just show up, right? Yeah. People think that you're just all of a sudden you're just live.
Yeah. Like, oh, she just has such an easy job. She just comes in and she just reads the prompter and interviews people.
And it's nothing like that. It's like,
yeah, I would love if that's what I would do. Actually, I would hate that because I like having control of everything. So I would actually really hate that. But no,
it's good.
It's like a full day. People are like, so what do you do all day? I'm like, I write the whole show, a plan for the next day.
You got to create content.
Yeah. Right. It's like that video doesn't just magically appear. I have to find it.
Yeah, definitely. How does someone get to be on PA Live?
It's super, super easy. So we've made it like so streamlined. All you have to do is go to the website. It's pahomepage.com. And then at the top, there's like all these different things you click on. You click on PA Live. Mm-hmm. You literally scroll down. There's like a pink and orange bar. It says, click here to come on the show. You click there, you fill it out. It gets submitted to all the team for PA Live. And then Sarah will reach out to you.
So how do we get the stacks transported over there on the show?
We're going to have to figure that out. We might have to do a remote here.
Little logistic nightmare maybe, but I think we can figure it out.
They're big.
Yeah. Yes. Looking forward to it though, for sure.
We'll have to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit here. Is there someone that has been a mentor to you in your career or anyone that's kind of helped you along the way, guided you? Is there anyone maybe you want to give a little shout out to?
I literally wrote down, because I knew you were going to ask me this question. I was like, I don't want to forget anyone. So I wrote down like 20 different people.
That's fine.
But I don't think I'm going to mention them all because I'm just going to mention like the categories they're in. So like so many teachers in high school, even middle school. So I started my first job, my first time on TV was in fifth grade. So I was the weather girl for Citronia Elementary School in the Parkland School District in Allentown. And obviously I didn't end up in weather, but it was a really fun way to start. And then I went on, I did it in middle school. And those auditions were so hard. Like they only took a couple people and they took me. And so like I just like felt like, wow, okay, that was my first like realization that I might actually be kind of good at this, you know, when I'm 12 years old, so I thought. So I had my middle school teacher who ran the TV studio, it was great, my high school teachers who ran it, and then my college professors. I loved going to Kutztown because I didn't have some other schools like you have to wait till you're a junior to actually go on camera there. Like I went on literally like my third day of school when I was a freshman.
So you got a lot of experience right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. And no one wanted to host anything. So I hosted the sports show. I know nothing about sports. Oh, yeah. I loved it. It was amazing. So I took advantage of everything there. And I had amazing professors who were very hands-on. Then my two news directors who hired me, they really helped me out. When I was an intern, I had all these reporters I shadowed. And they've gone on to work in all these different markets from Oklahoma City to Hawaii to Connecticut. Some even worked here. So I shadowed them and learned how to actually, you know, be a reporter, write a script from them. But then I think, you know, people listening can relate to the fact that I learned a lot from Dave Kaharchik. So ultimately I did take over his job. We were supposed to be co-hosts. So Dave, if you're listening,
yeah,
we were supposed to be work husband and wife, and you left me after 2 months. So that was, you know, that was sad, but I was so happy for him that he got this great opportunity to discover NEPA. Oh, you're drinking out of their cups right here.
Yeah, look at that.
It's an amazing organization.
For sure.
And he's doing really well there, and it's nice. I still get to see him every now and then. But he taught me everything about PA Live. He ran it for like 10 years, however long it was going since it started. So I really have him to thank for the success of PA Live.
Shout out to Dave Kaharchik.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I'm not going to name everyone, but yeah, I mean him and then Brittany Sweeney too, because, you know, I would host with her when Dave was out, or, I took over her job too. So they were great role models to learn from.
So, you know, putting this show together, it's a lot of work, obviously. What keeps you motivated?
Well, if you've ever watched it, it's very unpredictable and it's different every single day.
It's live TV.
It never gets boring because it's never the same 2 days. Like every single day is brand new original content, and you're not going to see that on the noon news. You're not going to see that on the 6 o'clock news. You're only going to see it at 4 o'clock on PA Live. So I love that. Like, and for me, it's like, oh, who are we talking to today? Every day it's so different. I get to meet so many different people, and the groups we get to highlight, maybe they wouldn't be a news story because it's not hard news enough, but they're changing their communities. They're making a difference, and we get to highlight that. Whether it's a pasta dinner or like a hula hooping competition, they can come on PA Live, and we'll give them more time than the news would give them, and we get to have fun with them.
Sounds like a lot of fun, especially the hula hooping.
That hasn't happened yet. I don't know why I said that.
Well,
it just came to my mind.
Well, I think we should set that up.
I don't know where it came from. Maybe it's coming. Maybe I'm psychic too.
It must be. I mean, it sure sounds like it would be an interesting part of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can.
I mean, I don't think I could do it, but.
Well, I was the third grade hula hooping champion.
Oh, so this is where it's coming out. This is like
maybe
coming
I'm
from your childhood
to show off my skills.
Looking forward to the hula hoop competition on PA Live.
Uh-huh.
So, what advice would you give someone just starting out in the industry?
Okay. So, I knew
this is probably a big open-ended question.
Well, I'm going to be I'm brutally honest, and I am honest with my viewers on TV, you know, everywhere I can be. I tell the truth. In real life, I probably will curse when I tell it, but on TV, I'll keep it, you know, G-rated. The thing about this business, as someone starting out, everyone warned me, you know, you're not going to make any money. I was like, oh, I'm going to be so rich. It's like, don't worry. Yeah, you're not going to make any money. So that's true.
Okay.
But you are going to love going to work every day. And, you know, it's not like I'm living on the street. I have a nice house. And
you're not on the air mattress anymore, right? I hope.
Yeah, it was actually really comfy. No, I did buy it. I lived on that when I first moved to Kingston. I was on it for 3 months.
Okay.
But then now I have a great.
You upgraded.
California King.
Wow, that's a, yeah, big transition for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough at first. And so, like, I was in, there's different market. There's like 200-something markets and number one is the best, New York City, which means biggest market. You'll make the most money there. And then, you know, as you go down, you make less money. So I started market 160 in West Virginia. So I made very significantly less money there. And then here's a medium-sized market. So, I mean, you can live on it here, but, I mean, it's tough starting out for sure. You definitely have to be aware of that going into it. But if you can deal with it, if you like ramen occasionally...
Hey, who doesn't love ramen? Who doesn't?
I know, right?
Yeah, and the occasional air mattress weekend.
But then, like me, so like you find a side hustle, so I watch dogs.
And you love dogs.
Yeah, I love them.
So
it's great.
That's fantastic.
In my California King, I get 5 dogs in there.
You can fit a lot of dogs on that bed, especially the Yorkies.
I know, I could probably fit maybe 15, but I think 5 is my max.
5 is the max. A little too much, driving you nuts.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, but fun. And you really enjoy
fun,
it.
Really fun, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. great. You know, random, I don't know, probably not, but is this the first podcast you've ever been on?
I actually don't even know. I think it is, but, like, I've done a lot of radio.
I'm like, honored.
Oh, I know, right? Like, I didn't even, well, no offense, I don't really listen to podcasts. Like, I'm not one of those people, but
we have to now.
I'm going to start. This is brand new.
Yeah.
Like, you just had.
And I was going to say, I mean, my next question is kind of a trick question, so be real careful how to answer this,
oh,
but
gosh.
What's your favorite podcast?
That wasn't even on this paper.
Right.
I have no warning.
So what's your favorite podcast?
Well, it must be this one, since this is the only one I've ever been on or even listened to at all.
Good answer. I like it.
Maybe I can come back.
Yeah, maybe, I think so. I think you're gonna be my number one fan. So we're transporting the stacks onto the set. So
I mean, I got my picture on the stacks.
It's the real thing.
Goal realized.
It happened. Finally happened. So you know, you touched a little bit earlier on some of your community involvement. You know, what are some of the community organizations that you're involved in?
Well, so it's great because it's always changing. Because whoever comes on the show, like, they'll sometimes invite me to go to their events.
So you get involved that way through coming on the show.
Right, right. I mean, personally, I love helping the SPCAs because I am an animal lover. So I've been doing that for years. But I love emceeing different events like I did with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So one of the ones that I'm really excited for, last year I competed in Dancing with the Walk-In Stars. So I was a dancer in the competition. This was in Schuylkillhaven. So this year I get to be the Erin Andrews of it. And I get to, you know, interview the people afterward. And I'm going to wear a gown and everything. And that's to raise money to keep local arts programs around in the community for kids and senior citizens.
Yeah, it's a really good thing.
Yeah, so I get to have a lot of fun. I get to be a part of a lot of different things. These groups, you know, welcome me in, and in exchange for inviting me to have fun, I get to put them on TV.
That's excellent.
Yeah, good trade-off.
For sure. Who do you think would make the next really good guest on the Stacks podcast? Any recommendations?
So he actually doesn't know this, but I am obsessed with Jumpin' Jeff Walker. Like, I wait all day to listen to him on my drive home from work, and I have yet to meet him. And I would just love to, he's so open on the radio as
is. Plus he has a really cool voice. I mean, I'm working on mine. Mike Mann over here is trying to tweak mine to sound a little bit better. I think he's going to be my voice coach.
I think you need to reach out to him because I would love to hear what he has to say. Like, I would love to know more about Jeff Walker.
Well, shout out to Jeff Walker. I hope he's listening because we got to have him on.
I've been dying to have him co-host PA Live with me. But he works at the same time, so it hasn't happened.
Yeah, that wouldn't really work out,
I guess. But he's off the walls, and he's so entertaining, so.
I'd love to have him.
Yeah. Hopefully that can happen.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want our listeners to know about PA Live?
Yes, about PA Live. We just reached 13,000 likes, so I'm super excited about that.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really great. So when I started, we had about 6,000.
Wow. So really built it up.
Yeah. And I mean, it keeps growing. So I'm really trying to engage more with the social media presence. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook, please do. Just PA Live. You can find it. We're in orange letters and an exclamation point.
How about Instagram? Any other platforms?
We don't have an Instagram. We do have the Eyewitness News Instagram, which we use dually between both of us. We're on Twitter too. I'm more of a Facebook girl though.
Okay.
Twitter is so, like, impersonal, and it's so short, you know, so I like Facebook the most. I have an Instagram. You can follow me there. The other things I wanted to mention, just two things quick.
Go ahead.
One of the perks of doing PA Live and working at Eyewitness News is I get to host these great holiday vacations trips. So Holiday Vacations is this really reputable company that does all the work for you, and they make an itinerary, and it's jam-packed. And so I'm hosting a trip this summer to Western Canada, and I'm so freaking excited because I went to Eastern Canada last year. My mom went with me, and she's coming again this year. And it's just, like, so much fun. So I hope if anyone's interested, you can search that on Google. Maybe come with because it's, like, a blast. We have so much fun. And the beer flights in Canada, if you've never been, a flight is normally like a little tiny sip thing. In Canada, it's a full pint.
So like you get a lot of beer.
Oh, yeah. So like on this past trip, we ordered flights, me and the one guy on the trip. We were like, what is this? It was four bigger than full size beers. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was a good deal, too.
Wow, a flight of full-size beer.
It's worth it, people. The other thing I just wanted to mention quickly, I haven't made this an announcement yet, so I'm going to make it on here.
Uh-oh.
I was honored to be nominated and won the Times Leader Best TV Personality of 2020.
Congratulations.
So I'm looking forward to the awards dinner. I'm actually bringing my dad with me as my plus one because it's his 60th birthday.
Well, I hope he doesn't steal the show like he did on PA Live.
He freaking will because he's so, like, he's the mayor. Whenever we go anywhere, he just, like, he's not even from here. I'll probably know everyone. I'll be like, oh, you made those great artichokes on the
Haley's
show.
Dad.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. I'm really excited about that. And thank you, everyone who voted for me. It really means a lot. It really makes all the hard work I do worth it.
So shout out to all your fans. You got a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, it makes me feel loved.
Yeah. So, you know, I know before we came on, you also touched a little bit. You want to share a little bit, you know, of your personal life, which you already did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. And I think that's great to I'm glad that you know, want to share that. Is there anything else that you want to, you know, share with our listeners?
Yeah. So I think one of the things that sucks about when you find a TV personality you like watching and then they move on to the next best thing, I think that really sucks. I mean, obviously, I think viewers understand, you know, people are going on bettering their career and everything and moving on. But to me, I consider this my hometown station. And so I am planning on staying here as long as I can. And I'm actually looking for a house right now. So I'm house hunting and that's really exciting.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm planning on sticking around. Hopefully that makes the viewers happy.
Yeah, you don't want to disappoint your fans.
No.
Yeah. So you're looking locally to buy a home?
Yeah, I'm looking in Mountaintop and Dallas areas.
I'm in Mountaintop.
Are
just
you?
Moved there a few months ago.
How bad is it when it snows? Like to get
well,
to
work?
Well,
you know, this year.
Well, this year was fine.
This year was fine. So
those
I
windy roads.
Yeah, I can't really speak on it yet. Thankfully.
Yeah.
It was a mild winter, but I'm not looking forward to it. But I think we'll be okay.
I mean, it's what I like about it is the houses have such big yards there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just, the houses are really nice and it's just, you know, wide open spaces.
It's a great place to live. We love it. We're so glad we landed there. And Who knows? Maybe we'll be neighbors doing hula hoop. Hula, what is it?
Hula hooping. You got it right.
Yeah, I thought I said it wrong. I don't know why, but I thought I don't know what I was thinking. One of those moments, you
know? Hula hooping, right.
Hula hooping in our driveways.
That'll be fun, yeah. Well, it could happen.
Could be a challenge.
We'll get the dogs to do it, too.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All tangled up in their leashes, but it'll be a good time.
Tangled up. I know. Mine are all knotted up. I don't know how to get the knots out of them. Once they're tangled, I'm like, that's it. You got to get a new leash. You got to.
That's it. Ruined.
That's the end.
So I think, you know, we're probably going to wrap it up here in another minute or two. And I just want to give you, you know, one last opportunity if there's anything you want to share about you personally, about PA Live, anything in general, just, you know.
I mean, if you're listening and you think that you have a story that other people could benefit from in any way, even if you don't have an event coming up, if you are a cancer survivor and you want to inspire people with your story, like, just reach out to me. I mean, I'm really proud of the fact that I respond to every single message that comes in on Facebook or Instagram, whichever page you message. I mean, if you message the Eyewitness News page, I might not get it because I only check that like a couple times a month. But if you message a PA Live page, if you message my professional page or my Facebook, I will get to it eventually. So I've literally responded to every single one because everyone in this area, I like that, you know, we get to be transparent. We get to go out in the community and see the viewers. And, you know, like, it's not a bigger market where you would never see these people out and about. You do see them. You run into, it's such a small community here when you think about it. Like, it's a big area, but everyone knows everyone. So if you have anything that you think is worth talking about or people can benefit from, or if you have an event, just reach out to me and we'll get you on the show.
I think that's great. I think that's a really, really cool thing that, you know, I feel like a lot of people probably don't realize that about you. And that you actually respond to everyone. I feel like a lot of people are probably, you know, too afraid to reach out and probably think to themselves like, oh, Haley's not going to respond to me.
Well, yes. But you sometimes do. If you message me and you're asking me on a date, I probably will ghost you. But if you have a legitimate question about PA Live or about a news story, I will respond. I do read them all, I should say.
Touche.
Gosh.
All right. Well, I think that about concludes it here. Thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the Stacks podcast.
Yeah.
Do I get to keep the PA Live apron?
Well, they're very limited. So. Oh.
Well.
Like, that's literally mine.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll give you that one back, but you're going to have to, you know, send one over here.
And like I was saying, this mug, I had to steal.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Someone in the station.
We're not allowed to say
I have to return it before.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll leave that part out of the podcast.
I don't even have my own PA Live mug, people.
Jeez. Hot commodities.
Really are.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Haley Bianco, host of PA Live on WBRE. Thanks for coming on the On the Stacks podcast.
Okay, until we meet again.
If you'd like to learn more about the On the Stacks podcast, be sure to search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. We'll catch you next time on the Stacks.